Today, we're going to hopefully solve a problem for you and for many sisters that we are seeing and hearing about everywhere. For many women, what is not going to make them lose their Ramadan is the difficulty of fasting. What is not going to make them lose a Ramadan is, you know, oh, I'm so tired in the schedule and it's really hard and there's not enough time in the day to do all this ibadah and all this stuff, or I don't know where to start. It's actually not even that. It's our phones. It's social media. Yep, just going to say it. And you know what? We all pretend like, oh, yeah, that is kind of a problem, but it will literally destroy, ruin, make us of losers. But like, what do we actually do about that? Let's be real. I've tried several times to stop playing on my phone, using my phone, scrolling, checking this, checking that. I've earnestly tried. What to do? Okay, in this podcast, we've got you. Let's talk about it. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslimah Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslimah, coming to you every week. And just a reminder that we are doing Mondays and Fridays this week, but we're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in Ramadan. That means starting, I don't know, whatever Allah decides, the 10th or the 11th of March that week, alhamdulillah, we're going to be with you many times a week. So if you need that pick-me-up, you need that motivation, you need someone to keep pushing you through the race, we are here for you, and we can't wait to spend Ramadan with you. Now, that being said, let's get to the big topic of today, which is how social media and our phones can essentially kill our Ramadan. And as much as we want to feel like it doesn't, I'm just watching charities, you know, I'm watching YouTube lectures and listening to podcasts. And while we love you to listen to our podcasts, we would hope that you just listen quickly, get off, or watch one, maybe two amazing lectures, get off. But that's not what happens for most women. They're looking for and craving connection and all types of things. And they're looking for the way to relieve feelings of hunger. So, you know, obviously, alhamdulillah, we're all on the phone. And then also sometimes it's just one thing. What about if your feed right now is not so Islamic? You've been watching things that are not stuff you probably are supposed to watch in Ramadan. Now, some sisters get really drastic and they just delete all their apps. All the power to you if that's what you feel you can do. But for the women who can't, then that is sometimes a problem. Now, right before I start, I'm going to give you a ton of very small baby step, like small but powerful moves in this one. And it's going to be like a quick hit podcast. But right before I do, just because I want to make sure for those sisters who need it, that they know, we right now actually inside of Mindful Muslimah, as you guys know, oh my gosh, it has been so busy. Let me just say this one bit. So the past couple days have been incredibly busy because I'm trying to roll samosas in my kitchen. You're like, what does this have to do with social media? Hold on. I have to roll samosas in my kitchen. And then we did the math. It was like 600-700 of them. Because if we eat like 20 a day and it's this many days, it's like, yeah, it's just family. It's like everybody wants to break fast and eat something. And then I was prepping like these cookies I do, like Moroccan cookies and stuff. And alhamdulillah, for the things that my family loves that I don't have any energy to do when I'm fasting, must do it now, or the nostalgia for them, you know, will be gone on certain things. So pushing myself through that, we're doing the Ramadan prep challenge. And I just wanted to take a moment right here to pause because I was like, rolling samosas. I jumped on the screen, did stuff with the ladies. I jumped off, did two meetings, went back into rolling and making fillings. And Allahu Akbar, it's been busy. How are you? Are you busy? Alhamdulillah, subhanAllah. And so I just want to say a really quick shout out to the ladies inside of the Ramadan Prep Challenge. We're doing a 3-day challenge. It's totally free. And we're in the Telegram group. The women are leaving their videos, their messages, mashallah, and all of their desires, and they're motivating each other. So if you haven't had any chance to do prepping and you're like, I'm not rolling anything, if you haven't had a chance to do anything, then this is where you want to be. And it's, like I said, it's free with the sisters to get you motivated and together. And I think today's topic is talking about like the difficulties of fasting and the nutrition and mental health things. So definitely get on in. I'll put the link. It's actually at our website. You just go right there. If you scroll down and you go to the challenge, it's there, www.mindful-muslimah.com. Last thing I want to say in terms of getting things done as Ramadan is approaching, is I have been doing so many meetings and conversations with so many of you guys who listen to the podcast, because a lot of you had reached out to me on consultation calls. And when I did, we were talking about what you wanted Ramadan to look like and what you needed. And we currently have, I think, 53 live events. We made the buddy program even better. I think you can get up to a group of three or four buddies together. We have a Quran challenge, a Ramadan challenge, like a family challenge. You can even bring your kids on the screen and hang out together if you're moms and have kids. If you're not a mom, you just want to do motivation and stuff, like I said, there's 53 live events where you can attend with sisters. Like, I'm talking like actually meet them. And then the Telegram group will be on fire, obviously, because it's all Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, if you want to still jump in and check out what that looks like, there's the free pass. I think it ends in 3 days. Please feel free to do that. Go to www.mindful-muslimah.com, M-U-S-L-A-M-H.com, and you'll see there Thrive Ramadan, and you can check it out. All right, just want to let women know that, because I know we're on some deadlines with those. So social media, what can we do? Here's the deal. I'm going to give you some, like I said, small but powerful tips. I want you to take them seriously, because they work, and year after year, the women who do them see the difference, and I want you to have a great Ramadan. Let's talk about that. So the first one is, I want you to think about the fact that right now your finger in the next 2 weeks is determining your Ramadan, your little finger, right? It's clicking and pressing on things that are funny, things that are, you know, stuff related to, I don't know, like fashion, makeup, maybe it's lewd stuff, I don't know, maybe it's music, you're listening to all types of stuff on Spotify or, you know, certain playlists. Ladies, that algorithm, you're building it. You're building it right now in Ramadan, for Ramadan, excuse me. So if you're going to click a bunch of stuff, guess what's going to show up in your feed? It's almost, actually it is, self-sabotage, right? So what you're going to do instead is you're going to take that little finger and you're going to go, no, just kidding. You're going to take that finger, and right before you're going to click something, you're going to say, A'udhu Billah, and you're going to choose something else. Something else that is more halal for you. And alhamdulillah, you are going to rebuild your algorithm. Rebuild it in the next week and a half by literally not doing anything special, just not doing something actually. Not clicking the things you normally want to watch. Start doing it now, and you will see an instant change in your algorithm after a couple of days. It will start to show you, because that's what it loves to do, show you more of whatever you click on. Right? We all know that. So let's just work the algorithm in our favor. And alhamdulillah, you will see that going on for you. Number one. Number two, a lot of people are talking about how in Ramadan, like, coffee drinking is going to be hard to stop, right? Hands up of coffee drink. For me, it is. And it will, at least it used to be until I did this hack, which is a similar hack that can be used for the phone. So let's try it out. What I do to not get coffee headaches, because that's a real thing, is I start to drink my coffee later. So what happens is normally I'll drink it like whatever, I don't know what it is, 7 or 8 a.m. because I'm up before that drinking water or juice or juicing or something. And then I'll do it later, like 8, 8.30, 9, 9.30, 10. I start to delay it. That way I can not feel it when Ramadan comes, because I'm like, coffee in the morning, I've already delayed that so much, it feels like I'm having it for lunch, and then like, who even wants it? And I'm a big coffee drinker. That's not a good thing, okay? It's not like a proud thing I'm saying. If you struggle, I do, but it's a willpower thing, sis. It's about, like, you know, how much you really, really want to succeed. So I'm a big coffee drinker. My kids know that. And they're just like, oh, mom's got a coffee. Because for me, it's my mini vacation. Let me just tell you what my coffee really is. Coffee is not like necessarily super delicious. I can think of amazing things that are just as good or better than coffee. Like, if we're real about like flavor and taste and stuff. Although I do enjoy a good cup of coffee. But let me just say, coffee is more symbolic to me. Is it that way with you too? It's more like my moment to myself. Everybody go, hey, I'm going to just have a moment to myself. Even when I drive, and I used to drive different places, to now I have nowhere to drive to buy coffee because everybody were boycotting them. It's just horrible. I used to pull up, somebody would make me coffee, hand it to me through a window, and then I would have coffee, and I was like, thank you. I deserve that. And that was my moment. But now, like, there's nowhere to drive. I've made coffee home for the past 2 months or 2.5 months. My husband and I were adamant about it. And it's just great, but it's not the same as someone else making you a cup of coffee. It's so much nicer. And as a mom, like, that's a mom thing. I'm like, oh, somebody make me something. But then at the same time, even if you're just tired, you can relate to that, right? It's like, I'm just tired. Somebody make me something. But alhamdulillah, Allah, like, for me, that's what it is. It's very, very symbolic. So it's not, most of us, it's something attached to that. It's habitual. And maybe for you, it's a habit. And so alhamdulillah, just delay. Just by 30 minutes. Like, you won't feel it after a while. Trust me. I do it every year. Now, let's take that same idea and let's apply it to social media. Social media is something where it is feeling like, oh, I got to touch it. Your finger has become addicted to touching the same way you're addicted to just getting up and doing things. It's just totally normal. This is the way our body works. If you wake up every day and you click, what do you think you're going to do tomorrow? I mean, it's not, you know, rocket science here. So what we want to do is spend less time on the phone. Just like literally make a goal for yourself. Figure out how much time you're spending on the phone. You know, there's trackers on the phone, right? Let's do a real goal. It's 6 hours. Go look. I dare you to look on the phone. How much time you're spending, you'd be shocked. Is it 5 hours? Is it 6 hours? Is it 20 hours? I don't know. But you want to just go a little bit less. Just go 10, 20 minutes less, depending on how your extreme you are right now. If you're like extreme 20 hours, then you're going to want to go a lot less. I'm talking a week. Then you're going to want to go like half an hour. Like, for other people, maybe it's just 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Just try to get your number down so you're spending less and less time on the phone. Because the truth is, the amount of time you're spending on the phone is time taken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from your ibadah in Ramadan. You know, these things are things that are real, things that we really, really need to think about. You know, we were on the Ramadan challenge yesterday with Aliyah Umrayan, and she was doing part of her book, and she was talking to women, and she was like, how many of you are prepared for Ramadan? And it was like 90% women were not. So if you're like, oh my God, I'm not prepared, like, they're not. Everybody's posting stuff like that, but it's not like everyone's getting ready. And so anyway, alhamdulillah, she was saying that. And it was crazy because everybody had such guilt. And then we were talking about when you feel guilty about not being prepared, that's actually a sign. It actually means that Allah loves you. And that's a good thing. And you're like, why would me procrastinating my Ramadan prep be a good thing? Well, the fact that you feel guilty about it is a good thing because it means that your heart is not dead. Yeah, there's the sick heart, the dead heart, the healthy heart. We're all obviously trying to have the healthy heart. And we talk about this before inside of Thrive. I've done a lot of lessons, so I'm not going to go into it again for those sisters who know. Shout out to the Thrive sisters. But what I'm saying is the healthy heart is Qalbu Salim, that's the one that when we go to Jannah to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to have it. We have to have it. If we don't, we're going to get, you know, accountability for everything we didn't do that was, you know, good. And the sick card is the one probably we most likely have now, the one that's making us procrastinate, the one that's making us do this. And then the dead heart doesn't even care. When you get to the level where you don't even care, like it doesn't even faze you, like you're not saying, I don't care, but like you literally like, yeah, whatever. That means we have a dead heart. That's actually really dangerous. That means we're in a really bad place with Allah and He's upset with us, if I can be frank. And so if you still care and you feel guilty, maybe we just have a little bit of a sick heart. And you know what? Allah still is okay with that because He wants to help us come back. So if you're struggling to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's show Him that by taking some action. Now, one thing that we can do is we can be like, the next tip I have, which is making du'a. Let's make du'a to Allah, even if you want to pause the podcast here after I say this. And you could say, Ya Allah, I'm so sorry in any way that I've disappointed you. I am my own worst enemy. Ya Allah, protect me from myself. Ya Allah, help me to become pleasing to you. Help me to love what you love and to hate what you hate. And help me to have a productive time now to get ready for this most blessed month. And please, Ya Allah, help me to leave it better than I entered it and to not be amongst the losers. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. See how I just took that moment? You don't have to say exactly what I said. I was just modeling it. If you don't know what to say, you could say your own version. But if you can, pause the podcast here. You can come back after. I'll be waiting. Alhamdulillah. And take a moment to Allah and just ask Him for help, because we're going to forget. going to forget, ladies. If you feel you can, pause it here. Take 20 seconds. But you're asking him to run your Ramadan. You're asking him to do it for you. So you could take a pause. I'll be back. Inshallah, I'll see them. Now, if you took a pause, welcome back. If you didn't, here's the thing. If we are fixing our algorithm, if we are making dua to Allah, if we are choosing to use the phone less, we've already won half the battle, because this means we're motivated and we're mindful. We care enough to do it and we are mindful of it. The last thing I want to say is, as a suggestion, is start unfollowing people. They will not come in your feed as much. If you have made the mistake of following people who you shouldn't follow, start unfollowing them, please. Oh, I don't want to follow my... Listen, if you're afraid to forget them because you want to go back to them, you could write them all on a piece of paper and come back to them later or take a snapshot or whatever. But the point is, you really probably shouldn't have been on them in the first place. And if anything, you're just saving your own soul. But, you know, there's people who are not bad, by the way. You know, the worst ones are the ones where Shaitan, he knows, like, they're not... That they're just funny. Listen, let me tell you the one thing my kids want to do all the time. They want to watch funny kids on YouTube, okay? Mommy, it's just funny kids. They're just funny. Like, okay. So first of all, I have nothing against funny kids. I mean, who wouldn't want to laugh at some kids? Kids are funny. But number one, sometimes they get injured, so that upsets me. Number two, sometimes there's a parent in the room and they're like cussing. And number three, they, if you watch it too long, it's just a time suck. So like, you might watch one or two videos where like a baby's doing a really cute face and everybody's like laughing and everybody's like, ha 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 ha. But then if you keep watching, like I said, you might find something that is a curse, or you might find something that is a time suck. Like, you could just sit there for like 3 hours watching funny kids and, like, you know, just waste your life. So my point is, there are things that are halal. You're going to say like, oh, you know, sis, unfollowing that sis, she's not such a big deal. Okay, but she's time sucking you. Maybe, right? So like, be real about the time suck. I'm not saying like haram, please. I'm talking about like, let's get real about the time suck. Or like, let's get real about it's halal, but it's kind of not halal. Like, Netflix is a perfect example, right? There's new series that are out, right? And they're just, you know, I see people doing Avatar and all these different things. And these are great, okay? But at the same time, as much as there's halal things about them, there's haram things mixed in with them. And so then all of a sudden you're like kind of doing something bad, but you're not really, but you are, but you're not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that mixy mixy stuff with all these shows, kill it. Kill it now. Because you know what? What you don't want is a fake Ramadan. You don't want Ramadan where you're going to like pretend you're all pious, and then after Ramadan go back to the filth. Because the truth is, like, the point of Ramadan, let's just go back to the point of Ramadan. The point of Ramadan is to start a new start. It's not to pause and go back. Put in your mind from right now, I'm going to be different from Ramadan after, and then set yourself up for success. Stop clicking on things. Click on something instead, Quran, something to change that algorithm. Two, start weaning yourself off the phone. Put it down, put it in another room, put it somewhere. Like, that's how it has to happen. For me, it has to be in another room. It has to be in a total other room. I will definitely touch it more if it's in the same room. Put it in another room, put it in your purse. You're not going to die. It's not going to be an emergency. Or you can tell your family members, hey, I'm using my phone less. Tell people so they don't expect phone calls and texts from you. I do that. Tell them, just be honest. Be like, hey guys, Ramadan's coming. I'm trying to be connected. So I'm going to, you know, do this. And then they won't expect it. They'll respect that. And if they don't, that's their problem. You know, put the phone in the bag. And then you're making that dua to Allah, asking Allah for help. And you're trying to get off or unfollow the things that you know are going to tempt you on Ramadan. Basic, small moves. Now, you could shut this podcast, do none of them. That's fine too. But are you going to have a good Ramadan if you don't do something of any of this? Yes? No? If you're saying no right now, you're like, no, I'm not going to do that, then you better do something, okay? Please. This is real. You know what it is? When you have a good Ramadan, it's not just, oh, Allah, I was connected with Allah. You have sakina. Allah gives you peace, sister. Don't you want peace in your chest? Don't you want ease in your problems? Don't you want Allah to solve them? Save yourself. The phone, what is it, made out of glass? Don't lose your whole Ramadan to that. That would be silly, right? And alhamdulillah, you can do it if you really want to. You can. Ask Allah for help. Raise your hand. Ask Him for help. Allah will make it easy. I'll see you on the next podcast. Don't forget, ladies, we are in challenge day number 2. Show up today. Link is below, but also www.mindful-muslimah.com. And it's ending for the free access to try and check out all of the cool Ramadan full program for Thrive Muslimah. Same URL, www.mindful-muslimah.com. Cannot wait to spend Ramadan with you. Yalla, assalamu alaikum.